August 24th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of all nations and every generation. I come to instruct, to guide, and to inform. In the world, evil forces are uniting to promote lack of peace. Why doesn't Satan want peace? When there is peace in hearts, souls are most likely to be reconciled with me. Hearts that are constantly in turmoil do not pray well, and soon begin to trust only in human efforts. I continue to call good to be united, to be strengthened in unity. This is the way to combat evil. Maureen says, Papa God, you gave us the message yesterday saying on October 7th, only those in the United Hearts field would receive the patriarchal blessing. Could you please extend that to include those in the United Hearts chapel? That too gives honor to the United Hearts. God the Father says, I want to honor your petition, but the chapel will not hold all the people who would want to stay there. Then you have the ones standing outside the chapel who would wonder if they were blessed. Let's leave it at those who are in the field who will receive the blessing. For all eternity, I have known I would be giving my patriarchal blessing during these times. It will strengthen the good that is in hearts. It will bring my children back to me. I am a true father who wants to guide and protect each one of my children. Cooperate with my efforts. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 5, 14 through 15, and 22 through 23. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.